neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
When Miyama Neviya, Allah Shalom, got involved with the matter that wanted to show her care about her sister-in-law, Sipora, so we see that Aharon HaKohen did not step in. So the question was, what happened? Why Aharon HaKohen kept quiet? Shalom, shalom, prayed for her. And but we see Aharon HaKohen even didn't say Shila Ma'alot. So Baruch Hashem, you found the answer.
What's the question?
About Aharon HaKohen. Yes, so it was discussed last night, how come at the time that Miyama Neviya was punished, he did not step in to do something, say Shila Ma'alot, Mishaberach, something.
So the only Kohanim was the Aharon, so the Sarat, the Kohanim could approve it that she got the Sarat, but he could not do it because it was from the same woman, the same mother.
Yeah, that's true. No, but our question is, how come he did not show care about her? So as a halachic point, that's true. That as far as to checking Miyama Neviya, that's a different subject. No, but our question is, so he should have just at least do something, like with the Tehillim.
He felt participating, he participated as part of what happened with Miriam, because he heard what she had to make.
What did he say? There is no point. You understand? That your point is very, very beautiful. But our question is, he should have do something. We expect from Aharon HaKohen, especially that his manner, as we are told, that he chases after Shalom. He loves Shalom.
But to give kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu, we felt he was going to say.
So he should not show kavod to her sister. How does the formula work? I don't understand.
No, but part of it was he participated in the whole incident.
How did he participate?
He listened to
him. How do we know he listened? Listen to who?
To Miriam.
Good, fine. So now how come when he sees that she's going through pain, so do something, say something.
So at the beginning they prayed together, Moshe and Aaron, and then Aaron asked Moshe to pray for her.
Doesn't say. What does he say? What type of chumash you have? I don't know, chumash is different.
He has the zechut because he participated.
Who has zechut?
That he did not have the zechut to pray for her.
Chasu shalom.
Because he participated in the whole.
Okay, by the tshuva.
Aharon doesn't have a zechut?
With Miriam, because he didn't possibly stop her or could have done something else to avoid her, she had to say about Tzipora.
I know, but why would it interfere that you ask mercy for somebody? Whatever that he done, whatever you were, somebody get hurt. Nothing. After the Lach Kamocha, no? Lo Ta'amod Adam Re'echa. You have all these mitzvot. No? Cares. One brother doesn't care. Moshe prays. Aaron doesn't pray. Well, prejudice. So now we have to see what is Rodef Shalom and Ohev Shalom means. Let's see, we'll try to find out what Aharon HaKohen is all about, because it's a day, and this is the only date that is mentioned in the Torah of Shai about a character that left this olam. We have no idea as far as the information that Torah Shai gives us when Abraham Avinu passed away, Yaakov Avinu, nothing. The only one that is mentioned is Aharon HaKohen. So now, what does it mean, Rodef Shalom, Ohev Shalom? What does it mean? Pursues peace and?
Loves
peace. So now, if somebody loves a matter, something, he doesn't pursue it, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I told you. You know, so when you love something, automatically you pursue it. So, you go, I mean, you're not talking about, love qolabi. The real love, you always pursue. That means the real love. You love something, you go after it. There's no question. So what does real love mean? So last week we learned about Arim Yiglat. Right? Arim Yiglat, there's a case. Then he mentions Rodef. What does Rodef mean? Rodef means killer. Anytime that we have the term Rodef, means killer. So now here, if you fit Rodef in the attitude of Aaron HaKohen, it says Rodef Shalom and Ohev Shalom. That means Rodef means?
Kills
Shalom. Yeah. I love Shalom. Make sense?
No.
It's too fast. To create Shalom, sometimes you have to kill the Shalom. For example, what does Pinhas do? What did Pinhas do?
He killed the
Rodef. He was Rodef Shalom. What does it mean, Rodef Shalom?
He had to kill in order to achieve peace with Hashem.
The Shalom that was created with Zimri and so on
was too killed.
Yeah, he killed it. And that's why I shouldn't give him Briti Shalom. So that means not every contact, relation is a healthy peace. So I have to roll them off after it and to get rid of it. So Aharon HaKohen had a midah that gives Ohev Shalom, but also Rodef Shalom. So now here, back to Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen and Rodef Shalom, at the same time, he was defiled by Sarat. At the same time, with Miriam and Neviah. Why? Because he heard the Lashon Hara. So what happened with Aharon HaKohen? What happened? Did Teshuvah. So now, let's see. Pay attention. If Aharon HaKohen would pray for Miriam and Neviah, what would Miriam think of him? What his sister would think of Aharon?
He's better than her.
No,
that he's
justifying her.
This is justifying.
To kill her.
Miriam and Neviah is standing here. And then she sees that her brother is praying for her. What would she think of him?
That he cares for her.
No.
No.
She's going to say, he has the same fault as me, but he prayed, he did the Teshuvah and got cured. Now he's praying for me as well.
That he thinks of me what?
I'm lower than he is.
That I'm a sinner.
She would think, no, she sees that he's doing her favor. What would she think of him? Let me give you an example. You catch two kids, right? You come home, you see chocolate cookies, and Nenu. They both ate it, right? Two kids. Now the one says, I'm sorry, you know, knock me down. So okay. I forgive you. Oh, please forgive him too. So now, the other one that ate the chocolate chip, what do you think of him?
So
it's
protecting.
Is he supposed to protect him? Good. Is he supposed to protect him?
He cares, he's protecting.
No! If he protects him, he doesn't care about him. Because?
He makes the same mistake again.
Because?
He has to.
He didn't say I'm sorry. Why'd you protect him? He has to say sorry himself. You say, forgive him. Now it makes sense. Aharon HaKohen Shalom Rodef Shalom. Why? Because he knows he's not supposed to pray for his sister. What does it mean? We were in the same status. I listened to your Lashon Hara. I did Teshuvah. You should have done Teshuvah too. You saw me. I did Teshuvah. How come you didn't do Teshuvah? This is the Galut of Aharon HaKohen Rodef Shalom. Because we cannot tell people, it's okay. What do you mean, Etnader? You're an adult. You're an Abba. But that's you're going to be a grandfather. You cannot act like a kid. You have to understand your responsibility. Here. Aharon HaKohen Shalom could have prayed. He was Ohev Shalom. But at the same time, he knew, no, this is not the time. My sister has to shape her. Because they were in the same status. She saw. Yeah, my brother heard my Lashon Hara. He was Metzora. Hashem cleaned them up. Why did Teshuvah? I could have been Teshuvah. So I can't be Teshuvah. Why should I pray for you? If I pray for you, that means I don't care about you. You have to wake up. You have to grow up. You have to understand you made a mistake. You come and say, I'm sorry. I'm definitely sorry to you. Sorry to you, sir, because I did something wrong. I cannot have people to cover up for my mistakes. And that's what Aharon didn't do. And that was the Gadlut of Aharon HaKohen Alav Shalom. Hashem Yizakenu, Rezal Hashem, Nizkeh, to be able to see the Kohanim. Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.